Welcome. My name is Anthony Patch, and this is Pulse. We examine the geopolitical news of the day on this channel, this YouTube channel, and today I'm reporting on events that are unfolding in Yemen with regard to a bombing strike by the Israeli Air Force, the Israeli Army Air Force, in which Israel has struck a major oil depot in Yemen, specifically in the port of Hodeidah. And this is in retaliation, according to the IDF, retaliation for the drone strike that occurred yesterday in Tel Aviv by the Houthis. The Houthis, of course, have taken credit for this drone strike. The target, it appears, was the U.S. Embassy, which was only a block away from the civilian building that was struck by this drone. There were casualties. There was one Israeli civilian killed and 10 that were injured. And apparently this drone is an Iranian drone, Iran-supplied drone, that goes by the name of the Samad 3, S-A-M-A-D, the Samad 3. And the Houthis are indicating that this is an upgraded version of this drone, meaning that its range was extended, so additional fuel capacity. The drone was able to successfully cover over 2,000 kilometers from Yemen to Tel Aviv. It crossed over and through Saudi Arabian airspace and Jordanian airspace and was not detected or intercepted by Israeli defenses, specifically the Iron Dome and others. This, in my estimation, was a test run of this Samad 3 and its upgrade. This was a test run by the Houthis, obviously by Iran, to determine the ability for this drone to strike deep within Israel, which of course it has. Where I'm leading to with this are my expectations of what I believe is going to unfold beyond Israel's retaliatory strike on this oil depot, which the explosion and fire was apparently visible throughout the Middle East. I would expect that within the next day or so, that not only will the Houthis launch more drones, more of these Samad 3s, but Hezbollah from the north, out of Lebanon, southern Lebanon, will strike in a coordinated fashion, coordinating with the Houthis, a coordinated strike against Israel. Now, you'll recall that a few weeks ago, Benjamin Netanyahu stated that Israel expects to open up a 7-front war. So this is leading directly into that 7-front war. The Houthis are equipped with short-range rockets, a few medium-range missiles, not necessarily guided, not all that precise, but opposite to them are the rockets and missiles of Hezbollah. Hezbollah has thousands of medium and longer-range precision-guided missiles in addition to their short-range rockets. The IDF is expecting Hezbollah to attack at some point, and therefore it is fairly clear, at least to me, that at some point Israel is going to preemptively strike northward against Hezbollah. The IDF has made it very clear, in their own words, that they intend to return Lebanon, all of Lebanon, to the Stone Age. Now, based upon community standards and guidelines here on YouTube, I'm not at liberty to discuss in detail what weapons I expect Israel to use in a preemptive strike against Hezbollah. If you would like to hear a more detailed analysis from myself, you can go to anthonypatch.com, click on the subscribe tab, and you can subscribe to our live streams, which are behind a paywall. My wife and I, Kathleen, we present three live streams a week, every week. And we have been since 2018, and we now have presented over 850 two-hour live streams on Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday evenings, 7 o'clock Eastern Time, every week. You will have full access to our archives for the live streams and for our monthly magazine, which is entitled Entangled Magazine. This is primarily a science magazine based upon peer-reviewed published scientific papers and patents and other vetted information sources. We cover biology, economics, quantum mechanics, quantum physics, quantum computing, computing at large, and a whole range of subjects, many of which I cannot even mention here on this platform. And it's okay. I respect YouTube's community standards. So if you would like more information and more detailed examination, especially on geopolitical events such as we're briefly introducing to you today, please join us through anthonypatch.com. The repercussions on the part of Israel are expected by the Houthis, expected by those that come against Israel. They are very open about how they will reciprocate, how they will respond to the death of even one Israeli, be they a military person or a civilian. So things are very serious and they're ramping up very quickly. And yes, Israel is moving very quickly to a seven front war. You'll recall that on April 1st of this year, Israel bombed the Iranian embassy in Syria. And Iran followed up on April 13th with a strike on Israel utilizing drones, ballistic missiles, and cruise missiles. And the United States likewise participated in the defense of Israel. And Israel was, to a certain extent, successful in defending itself with its Iron Dome and other anti-ballistic missile and anti-aircraft systems, the Iron Dome, so to speak. Now we have this violation of Israeli airspace on the part of the Houthis and a sophisticated drone, one that is able not only by range is it sophisticated, but somehow able to escape detection. It was visible, you'll see in the news reports, the video, in which it is visibly seen in video images coming into Tel Aviv. So it's not a hypersonic missile that would be very difficult to see, to detect, etc. It's a fairly slow-moving drone. So we will no doubt hear some reports from the IDF as to how their system failed. Probably not in specifics, but they will address that, at least for public consumption. They will address the fact that this drone escaped their detection. The Houthis, for their part, have launched over 2,000 strikes against Israel. Again, these are, for the most part, not precision munitions, but they have hit southern portions of Israel. Now, with hitting Tel Aviv, things are getting much more serious. The IDF is severely depleted of manpower, weapon systems, financial ability and so forth because of the extended operations in Gaza. This limits the ability of the IDF to ramp up beyond Gaza, ramp up against Yemen, which of course is 2,000 kilometers away, so logistically that presents problems for the IDF. But I think the more existential threat, as it's viewed by the IDF, is Hezbollah from the north. In my live streams, I have already laid out my expectations of how I think this is going to play out and what weapons systems Israel will be using in a preemptive attack against Hezbollah. But again, I'm not at liberty to share that here tonight. This extends beyond Lebanon. This extends to Syria, Turkey, Iraq, Iran, and draws in Russia. Russia supports and supplies Iran. They do back and forth on a military basis, Iran and Russia. No doubt, this drone, its technological development was facilitated by Russia. Therefore, Israel views Russia as an enemy, as it does Iran and those that are operating in Iraq against Israel, and certainly the proxy groups of Hezbollah, Hamas, and the Houthis. So Israel has its hands full. It has very few military options left. This can ramp up very quickly to a certain type of warfare that no one on planet Earth wants to engage in, wants to see unfold, wants to see deployed. But it appears we're heading very quickly in that direction. And again, I'll elaborate in our live streams. Thank you for your time and attention. We're not here to generate fear, anxiety. We're here to inform. We're here to give you information that hopefully is useful. If you find this informative and helpful, please continue to join us here for future Pulse videos that we will produce as events dictate, as events geopolitically unfold. It appears that we will be doing videos like this on a daily basis. We shall see. But again, thank you. And please join us, subscribe through AnthonyPatch.com, and we can speak a little more freely with you. And we have a chat room through the Band platform, B-A-N-D, Band platform, which is a private chat room. We don't have trolls. We don't have people posting sensational things. It's an educational environment that we have set up there. So please join us.